This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Chapel Hill band Clockwork Kids blends the diverse influences of its five members from psychedelic to folk to rock and blues. And their new album, Rememory, is inspired by a multimedia interstellar experience. Folks at the Moorhead Planetarium have synchronized a space show to the new tracks. Clockwork Kids is going to perform Beneath the Stardome at their album release party April 3rd at 7 o'clock. But first, they're right here in our studio. Jeff DeLuca on guitar, Chris Petto on the guitar and keyboards, Patrick Carney on guitar and bass, and Dylan Avalafia on the drums, Justin Ellis on the bass, and also singing lead vocals. Welcome to the program. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You know, I failed to mention that song that we played out on, that you heard in the last segment, Too Big for His Hat. I think it's called Grandfather's Hat. Was actually that is from the album Sing Along with Millard Fillmore. But you did not play on that, right? Because when there's something about you were gonna, and then
we
got into a bit of a brawl with the Know Nothing Party.
No, so that's the thing. Politics every time. Hey Jeff, good answer by the way. Five members, all different backgrounds. Is this something that you intended? Or are you looking for people who come from different backgrounds and make different sounds?
I mean, it kind of just ended up that way. We're all into that kind of thing. Playing together, this band's gone through a couple different iterations. It's very different from when I stepped in. But I think on this album in particular, we've fallen into a groove. We found just the right mix and balance between all these different styles, and we're all communicating as equal parts in that process.
It's pretty cool. Chris, the new album was crowdsourced on Kickstarter. What's that experience like? More and more of that is happening
these days. It was surprising and surprisingly effortless to an extent. You know, you set it up. Obviously, a lot of legal things and getting accounts set up with, Amazon, stuff like that. But once you get going, it's just sending links and begging for money. And it initially was the first day was successful, and then it died down for a while. And in the last couple of days, we won 500 above our goal.
Wow.
So,
way to go.
It's the quickest money we've ever made.
Well, it's nice to be able, I mean, I think for folks to be able to put their money where their heart is and say, I like this thing, I want to see it succeed, and this is what I want to do with my money.
Yeah, and that's where the model for supporting local and independent music is going right now in a large way, and bands are having to get creative to make these kinds of big projects happen.
And the model for supporting public radio. Call now, 1-800-9-NO. hey, would you play a song for us?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
We all ready?
I am.
To say anything, I've heard it all before. When you grasp sand too hard, it runs away, and I guess that's how your heart will work. As well, 'cause all I ask of you. Go someplace where we can be alone, and I'm not asking you to.
Clockwork Kids live on the State of Things, a song called All I Ask from their new album, Rememory, and you can catch them at the Moorhead Planetarium April 3rd at 7 o'clock, but they are right here now, and I want to point out that one of the members of the band who played the song you just heard is wearing a suit. And you look good, Patrick. You clean up well. Tell me about this Rememory now. That's where does that come from?
So it comes from a book I read in undergrad that really kind of changed the way I look at the world, Toni Morrison's Beloved. And it's kind of this, you know, when we were thinking about the album and as the lyrics developed and themes emerged, one of them was timelessness and the inability to totally break away from the past, how things will always be there. And that's kind of what Toni Morrison was putting through with the idea of Rememory, that, you know, there's a picture in your mind that's always there.
Mm-hmm. And that's certainly a theme that's really prevalent. I mean, it's prevalent everywhere. I think it's important to all literature, but in Southern literature in particular, that's it.
Absolutely. And Southernness is something that we, you know, Southernness is a concept that's changing. It's becoming more complicated as the region changes and as music changes. Some of us come from more Southern traditions than others, but those quote-unquote traditions are also beginning to change. And, you know, one of the groups that we're partnering with for the performance this Thursday is the Convergence Music Festival, which is a student-run music festival at UNC that is complicating the idea of Southernness in music.
So, well, it's, as you say, things are changing, but you cannot get away from, and we are always bringing forward the many and complicated memories that are who we are.
Exactly.
Very cool stuff. Can I get you to play another song?
Absolutely.
Rain turns dust to mud, and this summer sun dries it up. I can't remember yesterday, I can't remember from which way I came, but I remember you, my dear, and how you walked down the in white.
quiet and looked as if St. Peter himself gave you away. So I will keep on searching until you're back with me, but you're leaving no clues around to make it easier on me.
Clockwork Kids live on the State of Things from their new album, Rememory. And they're going to be at the Moorhead Planetarium in Chapel Hill April 3rd for their album release party, Rememory. You know, I referred to that album from the, with the political songs, Sing Along with Millard Fillmore, which you're not on, sadly, because of your political tip. I just want to point out that Millard Fillmore got his political start in my hometown, Buffalo, New York.
Oh, wow.
You know, we in Buffalo, actually, we name things after him. We're just not embarrassed at all. There's hospitals, there's streets, schools. Millard Fillmore is a big, big deal up there.
Huh. It was amazing there isn't a Fillmore concert venue in Buffalo.
No, it's the one one thing we didn't think of.
Dang.
Well done. So, literary reference for the song. You referred to Toni Morrison in Rememory. Clockwork Kids, Anthony Burgess, any part of his novel, Clockwork Orange?
Actually, no, but we do have a literary reference to Brian Selznick, who wrote The Invention of Hugo Cabaret. And there's more information on our Facebook about that if you're into it.
That's very cool. That's very cool. So tell us about this planetarium deal now. They've actually the chief stargazer has danced to the stars with your music.
Yes, the navigator Nick Eakes, who's a friend of ours, he's basically does a lot with the Carolina Skies program, and the Moorhead came to us asking us to do a program for them in December. They wanted to bring in a couple bands to do things under the stars, and it wasn't working for us because that was when we were going into the studio to do the album. So we wrote back and said, hey, we can't do this, but we're really interested in doing our album release at the Moorhead. And so it kind of just fell in our laps, and we went and ran with it.
So what's going to happen? What am I going to see? Am I going to see stars and planets kind of move into the music?
Pretty much. We want to keep it a surprise, but you know, Nick, we're actually going in this afternoon to kind of look at the final setup, but we've kind of given him full creative control over what is going to be presented, and he has pre-copy of the album to work with, and we're going to work with him on it and finalize it today, and that's really exciting.
So it's going to be a stellar performance.
Very stellar performance, hopefully.
Yeah, did you follow me on that one?
Yeah.
Stay with me.
And we're also going to have the string players who played on the album as well as the horn player. Who was on the album, which so it'll be a little bit of a bigger setup than we're used to, and we're we're already a lot of sound. But yeah, it's going to be a really interesting one of a kind experience. You're not going to want to miss it.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And before I close, big shout out to Robin Copley again today, who made you guys sound good. Your album is great, but I mean, coming out of here live with a big, big noisy band, y'all sound very good. Yep. Clockwork Kids, Jeff DeLuca on guitar, Chris Petto on guitar and keyboard, Patrick Carney in a suit. Dylan Ablafia on the drums and Justin Ellis on the bass, who also sings lead vocals, going to be performing beneath the Star Dome at Moorhead Planetarium in Chapel Hill, April 3rd, 7 o'clock. Our show is The State of Things. You can find out more about them and anything we talked about at stateofthings.org. Our program produced by Laura Lee, Nicole Campbell, Megan Mataferi, and Anita Rao. Robin Copley, the aforementioned tech director. Brent Wolf is our news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Clockwork Kids.
This is the first single off the album. It's called Vacuum Heart.
Like a knife, but your blade is made of, oh yeah. Or maybe your breath, but your damage is done, but you don't care. I can't lick my wounds, cause I can't trust my tongue when I'm mad. It's not hard to pine over lost love when it's something that I've never.